Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager, your host here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In Leviticus chapter 25, verses 13 to 15, it says, "In this year of Jubilee, each of you shall return to his property. And if you make a sale of your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you shall not wrong one another. You shall pay your neighbor according to the number of years after the Jubilee, and he shall sell to you according to the number of years for crops." The year of Jubilee is an exciting expectation. God is always concerned with making sure those who have made mistakes in life have a chance to right the wrongs. In God's system, the children of those who, for some reason, needed to sell their land would not need to remain landless. Land sold or taken away due to debt was to be returned. There was always hope when the people of God lived as actual people of God. Throughout the scriptures, we are told to care for those in need, to empower, yet not to enable, to equip, but not to give a handout. We are to focus on what we can do to improve someone else's life. Because our government cares for people in need, we have become lax in our responsibility as a church. Because we have messed up on the idea of love, we have mistakenly believed that caring for one's temporary physical needs absolves us from caring about their ultimate success. We really need to see people as God does and allow Him to use us to help them in ways to bring them hope. But not only them hope, but hope for many generations. There seems to be cycles that take place. There are those that are constantly thinking about the future and those in the future who will have to live within the context of the decisions that we make today. The founding fathers of our nation were thinking of the future generations, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and I'm one of these now that live on this great land that they founded. However, there's usually a founding generation and then a working generation who really works towards those goals and then a taking generation. Perhaps we're in that last situation now where we're in a taking situation and people are taking from what our founding fathers and that next working generation produced. Before you know it, they will have taken so much that there's nothing left for the future generations. If we love God and we love people, we're thinking of the future, not just the present. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Thanks for listening.